is the New York State AFERD podcast entitled A through Z Health and PE. We are your co-hosts, Drs. C and C, the true Pan-American connection. I am Clancy Seymour, and my tag team partner is the one and only Dr. Victor Ramsey.
Details highlighting our episodes, guests, contact information, publications, and other useful resources will always be included in the podcast show notes. For more information about New York State AFERD, please visit newyorkstateaferd.org or Facebook and social media handles at New York State AFERD. Let's embrace the journey, and now, on to our show.
Greetings, listeners. I'm Dr. Clancy Seymour with my co-host, Dr. Victor Ramsey. Doc, how are you?
I am doing great down here. Weather, it's beautiful. I just want to say, in the spirit of Women's History Month, I want to send a shout out to one of our amazing physical education teachers here in Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets Women's Impact Game is recognizing Ms. Sasha Rupchan for the work she does in her community and in partnership with BSE Global, which is an entertainment platform to recognize the great work that educators are doing. In this case, a physical educator who happens to be also the past winner of a Big Apple game. So big shout out to Ms. Rupchan out here in the Brooklyn Green School. So I'm excited today. So nice to see you coming back energized from Cleveland, sir.
Yeah, that's awesome. And thanks for the shout out, Dr. Ramsey. That's awesome. For our listeners, we are in March of 2024. We're in the Ides of March, which take a look in our Greek history, or Greek mythology and Greek history, to learn that fun fact, the Cliff Clavin fact of the day, the Ides of March. But Dr. Ramsey's right. We're just coming back from Shape America National Convention in Cleveland this year.
Yes.
We've had a mild winter and a mild February and going into March. And of course, now been blasted with reality this week. And it's pretty cold here in New York State. I'm not sure how it is in the city, but it's pretty cold here in upstate.
It got a little nippy down here today.
Yeah, I was downstate yesterday, and it was pretty cold there, too. So it's back to reality. It's only March, and summer is not here just yet. So welcome to the New York State AFERD A through Z Health and PE podcast. In this episode, we will be discussing unified sport with one of New York State's true physical education icons, Miss Allison Relia. We are fortunate to have Allison join us for the Guilderland Central School District in the capital Albany region of New York State. Allison Relia earned her bachelor's degree in physical education in 1999 with a concentration in adapted physical education, and her master's of science degree in recreation education in 2001 from SUNY Cortland. Allison has been teaching at Guilderland High School since 2003. She teaches 9 through 12 physical education, 2 dance classes, and unified physical education. During her career at Guilderland, she has coached softball, cross country, unified bowling, unified bocce, unified cheer, and a dance team. She currently serves as the faculty assistant to the athletic director at Guilderland and is an adjunct professor at Russell Sage College in Troy, New York. Fascinating. Also, is an active member of New York State AFERD. She's been involved at many levels. At the state level, she currently serves on the board of directors for New York State AFERD and was recently voted to serve a second term. Allison has presented at various state and zone conferences on dance, technology, and physical education, assessment, unified, and other topics. She is the treasurer and past president of the Capital Zone is the co-chair of the Grant and Secondary Student Leadership Awards Committee. Allison has been honored as a 2011 Dance Teacher of the Year from New York State AFERD, a 2018 Secondary Teacher of the Year from New York State AFERD, and a 2020 Eastern District High School Teacher of the Year from Shape America. Recently, Allison was recognized as the 2023 Unified Champion Award from Special Olympics New York for involvement with unified programming. Allison is also a current member of the National Academy for Health and Physical Literacy, and has attended regional and national conferences accordingly. She loves teaching physical education and bringing opportunities to all of her students in and out of the classroom. You can also connect with Allison directly on X at AGRELYEA. So that's on X. And Allison, thank you for joining us today. And please say hi to our listeners, our panel, and of course, the illustrious members of the New York State AFERD professional community.
Hello, everyone. I want to say thank you to Dr. Ramsey and to Dr. Clancy Seymour for having me on this more than just New York State podcast. It's reaching far, far west. And I know in New York, it's a crowd favorite. So I just want to thank you for having me.
No problem, Allison. And quite a bio, very impressive. And along with these impressive accomplishments as a health and PE teacher, as a professional, I would be remiss if I didn't also herald her work with the New York State, with a new New York State K-12 Physical Education Learning Standards 2020, where she served on a leadership team with me to complete this groundbreaking task for the state of New York. I speak from the heart, Allison, you are a visionary and continue to take the discipline to new heights. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. It was great working with all of you, you know, on that. And I learned a great deal. And I just keep plugging forward and wanting to make the PE environment the best for everybody, like we all do.
That's it. That's it.
And I have to say, sometimes you are in someone's midst and you don't realize the amount of body work that they have accomplished. So, you know, toy and all that good stuff. I mean, I'm just quite impressed with this pedigree of all this great stuff that you have going on. So I we can't thank you enough for being here, and to our listeners, for sure. We show your info. We're in for a treat. So great stuff. Yeah. So we have some questions for you, Allison, today. We realize that there are so many topics we can discuss with our guests today, but we just want to stick to the unified sport, which is one of the areas that we believe that you can bring to our audience. So Allison, what is unified sport and how did you get involved with this endeavor?
Whew. I mean, I get asked that question a lot about, you know, when did your unified journey begin? And, you know, there are lots of different ways I probably could have gotten involved, but it was really the phone that rang on a Tuesday evening back in 2016 when my athletic director at the time, Regan Johnson, and we always know we pick up the phone when we see certain people call. Like, you just recognize that and you're like, I'm going to pick up the phone. So Regan called me and in the evening and he asked me if I would be interested in getting involved in coaching in the winter sport. And I said, well, what sport are you looking for? And he said, well, as you know, we have a unified basketball program that started up in 2014. And I knew a little bit about that, had been to one game and saw the magic and everything that was happening between the partners and the athletes. And when he called me, he said, I have an opportunity and an opening for bowling. And I said, oh boy, you know, I got to think about that. My daughter was really young at the time. And I said, when does the season start? And he said, in a couple of weeks. I just had one of my coaches that I had to step down for personal reasons. And you were the next person that in line that I wanted to coach. Would you be interested? And I said, well, sure, I'm interested. When do you need to know by? And Regan says, well, I'm at the Board of Education meeting right now. And we're up for approval in about 10 minutes. So how about you think it over and let me know? And joking aside, that was, you know, 9 years ago. And I am still showing up to the bowling alley, loving what I'm doing. Our team that first year, we had about 28 kids. And this season I have 56. So we have grown and we are really having an amazing inclusive model. And that's how I got involved with Unified Sport in 2016.
All things happen for a reason, right?
Gee, by happenstance, what an amazing. Yeah,
I know.
That's awesome.
Sure.
Very touching. So speaking of that, you mentioned your journey and, you know, you kind of told us about its inception. So given the fact that now your body of work, you mentioned 9 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's been the most challenging part of starting and now building this program?
I would definitely have to say the challenges of when you're putting in any type of unified sport, and I know we're keeping UPE separate. You know, we're just talking about sport. UPE can be another podcast in the future.
Yeah, but, sure. Sure. Yeah, that would be great.
You know, the unified sport, it's definitely scheduling to come down with. You have to take a look to see what other area schools within your council are offering a similar sport or offering the same exact sport.
Right.
When we talk about structuring partners and athletes, and partners are your neurotypical students, where your athletes are an individual that has some type of IDD. So it's an individual with a varying difference or intellectual disability. And those two individuals, whether it's on a basketball court, on a bowling lane, on a bocce court, on a cheerleading team, will work together on different types of skills, different types of drills, but both people are working together and most of them are team structures. So I would say not really a challenge, but one of those pieces that as a coach, we're always working through is making sure that our partners and our athletes both feel comfortable trying something brand new. Every year we get brand new partners, we get brand new athletes, and we are always wanting to build our programs to have more students involved. And with that, like we found this year, so getting back to one of the challenges, when you have growth, oh, it's so exciting. And then when you have growth, you also have more busing and you have more teachers' assistants. You need more hands-on, more support. I'm not just saying this. My district, Gilderland, is wildly supportive of unified sport. We now have a 3-season model in place where we started out with a 1-season model in 2014. So what's been really fantastic is working with the district and working with leadership that will go through the lumps, the bumps, the challenges with you. And they find a way to help make it work. In terms of challenges of starting up a new sport, we had that experience this year. So we had our first experience with starting up unified bocce. Now, basketball is a model in sport, bowling, but bocce in our area, no one's playing that in a unified sense or in a, in an interscholastic type of sport. There's lots of community resources available for us to access, you know, the bocce courts with different types of clubs that still play. But we needed to start right from the beginning with knowledge and having meetings after school and really giving the students, the staff, more knowledge on how to put in a brand new sport. When we first put this in, Special Olympics, Lee Howard and I, she is the unified director for Special Olympics New York and represents certain areas. There's a quote, Lee Howard in different regions throughout New York State. She just happens to be the one for our region. And I worked very closely with her and a few other leaders within Special Olympics to help get this up and running. And we definitely found districts saying, we can't offer that right now because of transportation. We're having a hard time recruiting students. You know, I don't know if we're ready to add in a new sport just yet because we just added in a different unified sport. So by all means, not rushing anyone, you know, into any type of sport. But in our experience, we had already had a model in place for a few years with basketball, with unified cheer, and with unified bowling. So we were ready, and we found that the other schools that were in a very similar situation, like we had 9 schools who are ready to go, and already there's 6 or 7 more who have already reached out saying,
amazing.
We're ready for the fall of 2024. So
that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I think a lot of schools too want to see how it goes.
Right.
And, you know, we did a pilot year, but it was fantastic.
Now, I know Vic has got a question for you, but just a follow up, are there provisions, roster provisions, depending on sport, on the floor provisions, you know, can you explain to the listeners any of those details?
Yeah. So Unified Sport is a partnership with Special Olympics. So we have, anytime it's a pilot sport, or even if you are an established sport, there are things that every school district requires, and it aligns with what Special Olympics asks as well.
Okay.
So we have medical clearance for all of our partners and all of our athletes. They go through a clearance like they would for any type of sport that they would be involved in at the high school level. And then Special Olympics, in addition to us submitting our rosters to the Department of Athletics in our school, we also then submit rosters to Special Olympics because they will sponsor championship tournaments where there are shirts and ribbons and awards and plaques. And they also do press releases, and they'll have, different stakeholders from Special Olympics come, and watch and support those events. So we work really closely together. And it's a partnership in reality.
Sure.
They're not collecting any dues from us. Nothing of that nature. We're working together to provide an all-inclusive type of environment for lots of different students to play competitively.
Wow,
Fantastic.
that is impressive. The impact that you're having and the amount of work that goes into the planning and execution is just impressive. So my next question has to do with are you seeing any significant changes in school sport and athletics as a result of your efforts in the unified sport? In unified sport, do you foresee these changes occurring based on the body of work you have developed?
Yeah, this is where I read the question a little bit ahead of time, and I still got emotional when I start thinking about the impact that it's had on our school culture, but also the impact that it's had on at well, this is where I have to start to differentiate a little bit of the language, because in a unified setting, partner and athlete, as I explained before, but then we have our varsity, baseball athletes, and we have our varsity basketball and soccer and things like that. So I always distinguish between unified athletes and then, non-unified athletes. So our non-unified athletes, ooh, I've spoken to quite a few of them that contribute to other sports. And I said, you have been involved in either bocce or in basketball or bowling or cheer, and you might do that in your off season because you have a calling or there's something that you have to offer. And when I spoke to a couple of students about the impact that it has on their sport that they spend a lot of time in, with, they said that they have gained a stronger sense of their self, and that they've grown in ways to be a better teammate, to be more supportive. And it reinforces some of those concepts that they've maybe have learned of being a part of a team, but has just developed them even further. That everyone that I've talked to says that they feel that they have grown after being involved in Unified, and that they become a better teammate on their other sports teams because they're looking through a different lens. Things that might have bothered them about a teammate in the past doesn't get to them as quickly. The competitive nature is still very much there. And we have that in our unified programs big time. Just come watch a unified bocce match. But to see that growth, that care, that patience, all of those great qualities that we want to see and we want students to have in sport, and to see them take those skills that they're learning in unified and bring them to their other sports that they're competing in, it's incredible. It's hard to put into words sometimes, but
Yeah,
it's pretty powerful.
I can feel it.
Yes,
Feel
it
it
is.
in your voice and your passion. It's very moving.
Sounds like the humanity part of it, combined
Yeah.
with the word "you're not unified" is what resonates with me here. So thank you.
Yeah. And just seeing a lot of those non-unified athletes choosing to go sit with students in the cafeteria that are in our unified programmings, choosing to stop in the hallway and to talk and have a conversation. All of this is it's just becoming the norm, and I love it so much. It's our building is we've had unified programming now for 10 years, and it's changed the building for sure.
Profound. It's
Culture.
amazing. Yeah. I mean, we could end the podcast there, really. Well, I guess my question for you now, Allison, is, what's next? Where do we go from here? And what does the future hold? And what recommendations do you have for school districts and or universities when it comes to unified sport to move the needle? Do you have initial steps you might recommend?
Oh yeah, for sure. For anyone that isn't involved in a unified programming yet, and I say yet because it's coming. I mean, we have presented at multiple conferences. Myself and Amsterdam School District, which has another very strong unified program, we have requests of schools coming to visit, coming in. I just got an email today from Canajoharie School, which is in my area, asking to come in for a visit to talk more about unified and starting that. So, you know, at first there was the unified sport that started, and then, you know, unified PE followed. And what we're finding is that people can start with either one, you know, starting slowly, not trying to tackle on everything at one time because it can be very overwhelming. There are a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross, and you want to make sure that you do it right. And I think our district rolled it out really, really well with starting with basketball and then Special Olympics proposed bowling. So then we added bowling. And then 2 years later, we added unified PE. And then a couple of years later, we added unified cheer. And then this past fall, we added the unified bocce. So we have, over the course of a large number of years, now have full, you know, inclusive programming. We also have, you know, what's called Students for Inclusion Club that supports all of the unified sport initiatives. And it's also called the Youth Activation Committee, YAC. But some schools call it different depending on what district that you're in. So I would definitely say if you're someone that's interested, there's plenty of programs in the state, you know, or even in other states that have unified programming that you could easily reach out to your local Special Olympics, your state office, and find that director of unified and just get a conversation going. That is really the first part. Head out to a unified game. You know, you can always find things on school websites, you know, schedules posted. If you're interested to see what a structure of what a game, a match, a cheer team, you know, would look like. I would definitely think about intramurals after school, you know, just bringing students together, partners and
Interesting.
athletes together, just to try something out. Maybe it's an informal piece. And I've heard schools doing that. And then the next, you know, after 2 years of trying that, they're like, we're ready. We're ready to bring in, you know, a full sport model. We've built up the number of kids. We have the support. I would definitely, you know, we've done game nights where we'll have kids come in and we'll do little games, you know, tabletop games, just so that individuals can come together to learn about one another and to just experience a social, you know, type of environment. And sometimes we do that with some of our athletes and then say, hey, you were really successful at that game night. How about you come to one practice for unified fill in the blank and see if that interests them, you know, and then slowly transition students in that way. When you're talking about other steps to take in terms of who else to get involved, working with your special education teachers within your school, whether it's the high school or the middle school, is always a great place to start as well. There's kids that want to do it. So you'll find the students. It's just finding the other people in the building that are your yes people, and they're there. You just got to ask them. And then you talked about the university level. What's really exciting is SUNY Albany in my backyard offers two different unified sports for post commencement age students. They offer flag football and they offer basketball, and it's not just for SUNY students. They advertise at Russell Sage, at St. Rose, they'll, you know, at other local area schools, and they will have any student that is interested in being involved in Unified sign up and play a season there. I know that they're looking at, you know, expanding those programs to what I really don't know, but I've had the conversations with SONY, Special Olympics New York, that more will be coming because the need is there. And our students, after they, you know, age out of high school or graduate on a regular 4-year plan, they're looking to be involved. Special Olympics is one avenue to keep our students involved in sport and competition, But we do have lots of students that do go away to college in alternative programming that also want to be involved in different activities. And SUNY Albany is answering the call, which is pretty fantastic. So yeah. a lot is happening in our area for sure.
Amazing. Wow, that is impressive. And I'm sure I'd like to close out with a question that we all have narratives throughout our trajectory with the work that we do. And I know that that you will have many, but I would like you to share one of the most rewarding experiences or stories that you have experienced thus far that you could share with our audience.
So there, we all have great, yeah. Like, as you said, you know, Victor, we all have some pretty great stories, but I always do come back to one. And I think it changed my lens. It definitely changed the student lens, but it made me just see even more of what's possible from maybe some students that I wasn't too sure. A few years back, I had a parent come up to me at the end of a bowling match and said, "Coach Raleigh, I wanted to talk to you. Do you have a minute?" I said, "Absolutely." And she said, "My son, Andrew," and Andrew is a partner. And she said, "I want to really thank you for asking Andrew to get involved in Unified Bowling this year." And I said, "Oh, you know, Mrs. I'll respect the privacy of the last name." Sure. I really thought it was a no-brainer for me because I have him in my physical education class and I see how he interacts with his peers and he's a natural leader. And I think that he had a lot of talents and gifts that he could bring over to help a lot of our athletes. And she put her hand on my shoulder and she said, "I have to tell you, this unified experience has opened up something in my son that I didn't know lived there. How he is changing his goals, how he is looking to volunteer with individuals with varying ability levels. He wants to go into medicine, but specifically work with kids that have all different levels of abilities. And he wants to always volunteer to be able to have the impact that the students, athletes have on him. He wants to continue to have the same impact." And I've kept in touch with Andrew over the years since he's graduated. And to his word, he volunteers on the regular. He started, you know, volunteering when he was down in Virginia for months with working with students with varying ability levels. He volunteered at the Double H camp up in Lake George one summer. And he said that there's always a pull. There's always a pull for him to want to give more for those students that just need that little extra support. And he's like, "And I have the ability to give that. And I'm lucky that I can, because I get as much from those students as they get from me." So that by far is the experience that changed me, knowing the real big impact. And for have a parent come up and say, "You've awoken something in my son." I said, no, it lived there all along. He just had to find the right path to make that open up on his own.
Wow. Thanks.
Wow. I'm choked up right now.
Me too.
Force Awakens. It always comes back to Star Wars. The Force Awakens. I'm again, just amazing. Very moving. Powerful. I think, you know, we all enter this profession to make, you know, to make that difference and to, you know, even if it's one, it's a success. And Allison, I kudos to you. What you're able to accomplish to open doors and to open perspectives and find middle ground. To me, we can all learn a few lessons for sure at all levels of life. We can all learn a few lessons from this story today for sure.
Oh, thank you. It takes a lot of people, you know, to make this type of impact. And there's no way I do it by myself. You know, I have a great team of people that I work with, great other unified coaches and teachers. And, you know, we all really do work seamlessly together to just keep providing the best programming that we can for kids. Cause that's really what it's about.
Yep. I hear love and passion and humanity.
Love it.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a great way to come to a close. So on behalf of New York State AFERD, we would like to thank Ms. Relia for joining us today to share thoughts and perspectives to our listeners, especially physical educators, coaches, and future professionals. The information shared today, again, can serve as a catalyst for your ongoing professional preparation. This session will be posted on the New York State AFERD website and our podcast channel. And as always, stay tuned for new and exciting episodes scheduled throughout the year.
Indeed. And please visit us at newyorkstateaford.org, social media handles at New York State AFERD, or call us at 315-823-1015 for more information. Please also take note of our many professional development events throughout the year, including our annual state conference at the Turning Stone Casino in Verona, New York, this coming November and each year thereafter. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Allison. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much. Be well, all.
All right.